Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to this conference call on the annual results for 2014 we published around 45 minutes ago. Sitting here with me are Mr. Feike Sijbesma, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of the DSM Managing Board, and Mrs. Geraldine Matchett, Chief Financial Officer and member of the DSM Managing Board. They will elaborate on the announcement and after that, answer your questions. This call will last 30 minutes. As a reminder, I am obliged to say that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to direct you to the disclaimers about forward-looking statements as published in the press release. Now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Feike Sijbesma. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you, Herman. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining our call this morning. Earlier today, as Herman said, we reported our fourth quarter and therefore also our annual results of 2014. In 2014, DSM generated 3% organic growth, in the fourth quarter even 5%, and we delivered a relatively solid EBITDA in line with expectations. This was achieved despite the fact that 2014 was not an easy year for DSM, with substantial negative exchange rate effects and tough market conditions in nutrition and caprolactam. Non-cash impairment of 186 million after tax and non-controlling interest of the caprolactam business is included in the Q4 results, leading to a net loss in the fourth quarter, although it's a non-cash item. In our nutrition business, actions to reduce inventories, which we mentioned earlier also in Q3, that positively impacted our cash flow in Q4, but of course negatively impacted the EBITDA, especially in nutrition in the last quarter of the year. We brought our operating working capital down in line with our earlier statements. We made solid progress with initiatives that address the challenging external environment, and we are accelerating measures to improve operational efficiencies, and that consumes all the focus of Geraldine and myself. Organic sales in nutrition fourth quarter, as I said, was 4%, for whole company 5%, driven by strong performance in the fourth quarter of our animal nutrition business with almost 10% growth. In performance materials, organic growth amounted 3% in the fourth quarter, and EBITDA increased with 13%, driven by good volume growth in almost all businesses in our performance materials business and good cost control and better efficiencies. We propose to keep our dividend stable at 1.65 euro per ordinary share, in line with our policy to provide stable, preferably rising dividend. DSM continues to pursue strategic actions for polymer intermediates, caprolactam, acrylonitrile, and composite resins, as mentioned in Q3 also, which will be combined in a separate cluster, those three businesses as from January 1st, 2015. Now for 2015, the outlook. Macroeconomic uncertainty and low consumer confidence continue to impact, of course, the market dynamics. DSM assumes low growth in Europe, continued economic resilience and growth in the U.S., and a slowdown of the growth in some of the high-growth economies. Volatility in currencies with the weakening of the euro against the U.S. dollar and the strengthening of the Swiss franc against the euro could have an impact on DSM's 2015 results. Based on the current rates and the 2015 hedge effects, the overall impact of the currencies on EBITDA in 2015 will be roughly neutral compared with 2014. Spot prices in vitamin E have declined significantly in the second half of 2014. Assuming the January 2015 prices persist of vitamin E, then we see a negative impact on our results in 2015, around 80 million, which we mentioned also at the Q3 results. DSM is addressing the current challenging external environment by continuing its focus on operational performance and commitment to enhancing profitability, especially in nutrition. The running programs will be complemented by accelerated actions to improve these efficiencies and reduce cost, as I said, in nutrition and across all functions in the company. In addition, in 2015, we will further focus, you see the progress we made in Q4, on improving our operating working capital management. Taking this all into account, DSM aims to deliver an EBITDA in 2015 that's slightly ahead of the results in 2014. With that, I would like to open the floor for questions. Operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting the question and answer session now. If you have a question, please press star one. Star one for questions. Please go ahead. First question, Mr. Peter Bruins from Dagblad Limburg. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to know a bit more about your actions to reduce costs, if that is possible.
Okay. Good, Peter. What we have said already in Q3, we will take some actions of further improving profitability in nutrition. That is partly has to do with market growth, innovation. You saw the actions in the United States on promoting of the vitamins, holding our market share in vitamin E and all that stuff, and that will be complemented by indeed tight cost control. That is in the nutrition business. On top of that, we said we look also to cost improvements and efficiency improvements in all the functions in the company, and that we are working out at this moment. It's too early if you want to have any figures or whatever, but we will manage our cost pretty tight and look to all functions in 2015.
Next question, Mr. Elko van Groningen from Bloomberg. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. So all you can say is is tight cost control and these promotional actions that you already announced. You can't give any more color, I understand. Then maybe rephrase it. You expect an impact of the Swiss franc. You expect the euro to sort of compensate for it. But is there any other way you can mitigate this effect? And on vitamin E price drop, I was wondering if there is anything you can do to compensate for that price drop so that the 80 million euros that you expect now won't be the impact.
Yeah, it's a good point. Let me address a couple of issues which we mentioned in Q3 also. We have some headwinds during the year in nutrition. First of all, vitamin E. We saw the prices coming down, and if the prices remain at current level, we have almost an 80 million hit in 2015 compared with 14. But we have said also we hold our market share very firm, and we do not give in, also on the basis that today, even with the strengthening of the Swiss franc, we have a very strong and competitive position in vitamin E. And you saw, we mentioned that in Q3, and you saw in Q4 how we delivered with a 7% volume growth in our animal health business in the fourth quarter. So I think there we are delivering on our promises we made in Q3. Also in Q3, we mentioned that in dietary supplements, omega-3, we see a little bit tough market environment, and together with some other players in the industry and retailers, we want to promote and make clear the benefits of our products. And the recent data shows no further decline. Maybe in there a little bit of an uptake, but I want to be very careful on that. But you see also there that our actions are giving returns. So all the things we mentioned to deal with headwinds in Q3, we are executing in Q4 and continuing that in next year. That has to do also with market positions and growth. On top of that, indeed, we will work on cost reductions in nutrition specifically and across all functions in DSM. And indeed, I don't give any further indications, numbers, or whatever at this very moment. Can we mitigate further the strengthening of the Swiss franc? Indeed, the euro-dollar is helping us. The Swiss franc-euro is not helping us. It's not easy to pick up factories and to relocate them to another area, so that is very difficult. But can we reduce for the cost, be sharper on certain areas? Of course, we will look in all those kind of things. Secondly, of course, we will look to the way we source products, because we manufacture in Switzerland, but also out of purchased products. So we will look to the sharpest and best possible way of sourcing the products and also which currencies. So we will take some actions, but yeah, without any doubt, of course, the strengthening Swiss franc give a hit. On the other hand, the euro gives a plus. We said, well, more or less the same. Next to that, we have the vitamin E effect, but next to that, we have also our improvements. And as a whole, as a company, we say, well, we aim to be slightly ahead of 2014 and 15, despite all the things I mentioned. So I think that's good. And I need to say, if you look back to the fourth quarter and the performance in nutrition, the organic growth in animal health, all the things we mentioned in Q3, we are executing at this moment.
Next question, Ms. Carola Houtkamer from NRC Handelsblad. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Sebesma. I have a question about your caprolactam division. You're trying to sell that, and I was wondering if you also have other plans, for example, if you're trying to sell the acrolonitrile, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce it very well, business, and what are your plans with that division?
Yeah, we said we have three business: caprolactam, raw material for nylon, ACN, that sounds better than acrylonitrile, but I agree, and then composite resins. And those three businesses, we said we want to reposition. That means strategic actions can be taken, and I agree with you, that could include divestments, could include other ways. But those three businesses are not the core business of DSM. And any strategic actions, we are open for that. We mentioned that in Q3 of all three businesses. We're working on that at this moment. And yeah, as you know, those kind of things, you can only announce deals or announce progress when it is there. So we will not hint where we are, on which progress or whatever. Things come as they are there.
Right, but is it true that you put them in the same division, all those three?
Yeah. In from the beginning in 2015, those three businesses will be in the same division. Correct.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Next question, Mr. Thomas Eskeri from Reuters. Please go ahead.
Hello there. I also wanted to ask about caprolactam, but it sounds like that's there's nothing more you can say on that. I noticed that emerging markets have been a major focus for you that in recent years, but actually there doesn't appear to have been a huge amount of growth in those areas. I was wondering if you had any further plans there.
Well, I don't want to nuance your statements because you're... I think we increased quite a bit in the emerging markets. If you look to a couple of years ago, I don't have all the data here, 2010, but I think we were around maybe 30% in the emerging markets, and at this moment we are between 40-45% in the emerging markets. So I think we have been growing quite a bit, and that this is now a substantial part of the sales of the whole company. So I think we did not do bad at all in those markets. Has to be said that till a year ago, 1.5 year ago, the market feeling was that Europe and the United States would have slow growth and Brazil, India, Russia, China would have a very high growth. That is slightly nuanced. Europe still has a low growth for the world economy. US did very well over the last 2 years, and it looks like it will continue to do well. And Brazil, Russia, etc., for obvious reasons, are doing a little bit less. So the growth in emerging economies as an economy has slowed down. Our position, to be honest, is pretty strong, and we will continue to invest there and to be there, because at the end of the day, just the logic of the number of people in the world, the logic of a developing middle class will show that growth will come from those areas. So we will continue to be there. But the growth is a little bit less, but our growth has been substantial over the years.
Next question, Mr. Erik Autenaar from Volkskrant. Please, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I have a question about the impact of the Swiss franc. You mentioned earlier on that it's not easy to pick up and move factories, but maybe you could elaborate a little bit further on, because you know, these, we've seen these enormous currency effects, especially with Swiss francs. And what, how does that, how does that affect your thinking on moving production or not? Like, is there a point, for instance, when you would move production from Switzerland, for instance, to other parts of Europe, or?
Yeah, good point. First of all, Switzerland. I mean, we have manufacturing facilities already for more than 12 years since we acquired the Roche business. So it came with the business 12 years ago, and we could not predict 12 years ago what would happen today with the Swiss franc. It is what it is, and you don't pick up manufacturing overnight and put it somewhere else. I agree with you. I would not invest into all kind of new factories in Switzerland at this moment. That is, of course, not at the table at all. So that is clear. Some facilities we are moving to China. If you look to vitamin B6, we are investing at this moment in China to have that in China. It was partly in Germany, partly in that region. Of course, you do those kinds of things. But don't forget, Switzerland was already an expensive country. Maybe together with the strength of Swiss franc, it becomes a very expensive country. You might say that. But if you look to competitiveness of Switzerland over the years, it's astonishing to see that Europe has had no growth, and Switzerland, which was already an expensive country, had around 2% economic growth over the years. So this is a country in which labor efficiency is very high. That means that on the labor side, this Swiss franc increase has a hit, but you should make relativization of that as well. And the expectation is that although this gives a hit to Switzerland, that the country remains competitive. We, in our productions in Switzerland, even with the indeed not cheap country, are very competitive. And even with the strengthening of the Swiss franc, we are convinced about our competitiveness in vitamin E, in other products against the rest of the world. And that shows also something. Of course, on top of that, we will look to all kinds of measures, like I mentioned, in raw materials, in other things, how to reduce cost and to compensate. You don't compensate overnight for this. I mean, the strength of the Swiss francs happens in an hour, and you don't have your actions ready in an hour. Don't underestimate the competitiveness of Switzerland either.
A follow-up question from Mr. Elko van Groningen, Bloomberg. Go ahead, sir.
Back to the composite raisins,
whatever.
HGM. Yeah, exactly. does the composite raisins does it have any bearing on the other sales, like the caprolactam sale?
What do you mean?
Well, meaning, could it be like sold in bulk package? I mean, you already said that since.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's three different businesses. We should realize that the three businesses, caprolactam, acrylonitrile, and composite resins, are three different businesses. AGN and caprolactam has some synergy in terms of the manufacturing here in the site in Geleen, although not in other parts of the world. So it could be that actions are split amongst the three. It could also be, and of course if that is possible, that's my preference, that you can take strategic actions all together. Once again, you can only announce something when it is there. But
okay,
it could
thanks.
Be.
Yeah. And is it possible that you are in more talks with Third Point on this as well, that there's more contact now?
No, because I don't think that they will be a buyer of this business. But and we discuss as a shareholder, if you mean that, we discuss with all shareholders regularly and give them an update where the company is, and like we do in this call as well, and at 9 o'clock with all the financial world again.
Okay, thanks.
Next question, Mr. Jeroen Koot from het Financiële Dagblad. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Two questions. One about the currency effects. I understood that the effects will be neutral this year compared to last year. Last year, the currency effects were negative for about 70 million euros. So does that mean that the effects will be 70 million euros as well this year, or that the euro is helping the Swiss franc out and that the result will be zero? That's the first question. Second question is about energy cost. That was sort of an issue last year, but the oil price dropped. What is the effect for you at this moment?
Yeah, good point. First of all, 2013-2014, because that's the first one you discussed. Indeed, we indicated in 14 that the currency effects in 14 compared with 13, including the hedges we made, I make it complicated, but it is complicated, including the hedges we made in 13, that has a 70 million effect on the 14 results compared with 13. At the end of the year, I think the effect was a little bit lower than 70 million because the fourth quarter, obviously, and you saw it in our report also, in the fourth quarter, the euro weakened against the dollar. So I think the overall effect, 13-14, is less than 70 million. If you then take 14 as it is, and the hedges we made in 14, because half of the currencies we hedge, and then take the effect of the weakening of euro against the dollar, which is helping us in 15 compared with 14, and then add to that the negative effect from the Swiss franc in 2015, which is stronger and which hampers us compared with the euro, then the 15 effect compared with 14 is almost neutral. The Swiss franc effect and the euro-dollar effect, 15-14, are more or less equal. Does that help, Jeroen?
I'd like to put a figure on it.
Yeah, the 14-15 figure is almost zero, and the 14-13 figure is a little bit less than 70. Around 50, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Then the oil price, indeed, the oil price dropped. Well, in nutrition, has not so much impact in materials. It has an impact, but normally the oil prices, which we don't use oil as a raw material, we use derivatives of oil as a raw material, but that is translated into our end prices, both up and down. So the effect of a decreasing oil price, you don't see so much in our materials business. True that some energy cost, some transportation cost might be more competitive or cheaper in 2015 if the oil price remains at this level. And there we have a slight plus. But it is in fact only in that area, and there's not so much in the raw materials.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions, Mr. Siebesma. Please continue.
Okay, if there are no further questions, then maybe, Feike, you want to say a few final remarks, and then we can close this call.
Yeah, thank you, Emma. Thank you all for calling in. Very much appreciated. As I said, yeah, maybe 2014 was not an easy year, but if I put it in perspective with 3% organic growth over the year and even 5% in Q4 and a relatively solid EBITDA in line with expectations, and in Q4 even a very strong cash generation of over 400 million in the fourth quarter, and especially due to tight operating working capital management, which we mentioned also in Q3. All the other actions we mentioned in Q3 we are executing, as you saw in the press release. And for 15, indeed, like we discussed, full focus of Geraldine Matchett, the new CFO, and myself on the operational performance of the company, complemented by accelerated actions, especially nutrition, but also all functions across the company. And yeah, with that, we aim an EBITDA slightly ahead of 14, taking everything currencies into consideration. So with that, I would like to close the call and thank you all very much for participating.